There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Robbie, you look mightily inquisitive.
I always think of potato skins when I hear the phrase fully loaded.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's okay. True. That's yeah. Oh, I love it.
Now
I love fully loaded
me
skins.
I like hankering for a plate of crispy potato skins, so thanks
just,
for that.
You just had some chocolate cake as well, Robbie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Good cake?
Yeah, decent, actually.
Yeah, 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 that's,
Nick that's an extra half a kilometre onto the run that I'm supposed to do later.
Are you doing a run?
No, I won't.
Okay. That's the end of that conversation. All right, then.
You're going to ask me about the Divide Fitness Challenge.
Yeah, I'm not going to now. Because
spotty,
I've decided not to.
I would say. Good in places.
Really? Yeah.
Bit like Tim.
Yeah, there's been moments of inspiration and quite significant other moments of inactivity.
Really?
Yeah.
Inactivity.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, you've been busy this month. I mean, you've been talking to so many celebs. You know what? I was watching last night. I was watching an international news feed and Hot Pups Anthony Joshua.
Yes. we've had some global success with that interview. It's been appearing on The Mail, Sky Sports, The Express. It's gone all over the place. But I guess it's when you get someone of his caliber, he is not only is he obviously the world champion in boxing, but he's very much the flavour of the month in terms of who the international press are kind of really liking at the moment. And there's a lot of talk in the heavyweight division as well. There's a lot of trash talk going on between Joshua Wilder and Tyson Fury as well. So, yeah, anything with Anthony Joshua in it is likely to do well. And I guess, yeah, we were lucky to have the time that we had with him.
Yeah, I think so. So let's put that to one side for a moment. Let's put the fitness challenge to one side for a moment, just for a few days, because it is now all about golf.
It is all about golf for the next 4 days at least. It is the DP World Tour Championship, Tim, and we've been down there at Jumeirah Golf Estates over the course of the day. We've been in conversation with Justin Rose, who is second in the race to Dubai, and the leader himself, Tommy Fleetwood, has also popped into the media centre for a chat. We'll be playing out interviews with those two guys in a golf special, 8 until 9 o'clock. We're going to save it till the second hour of Sports Tonight this evening, and we'll be focusing in on all things DP World Tour Championship. It's one of my favourite events of the year for many reasons. It's always dramatic. There's always excitement coming down the closing stretch. We've seen just some great finishes over the years, haven't we, with Henrik and Rory and guys like that. So they're not here this year, which is, I've got to admit, it is a little bit of a strange feeling. No Stenson, no McIlroy. They're so synonymous with the tournament, but it is a chance, as Chris was saying to me earlier, for an unheralded or a slightly less established name in the world of golf, like Tommy Fleetwood, to step up to the plate and to make history for himself. Justin Rose has won an Order of Merit on the European Tour before, but that was before it became the race to Dubai back in 2009. He won his in 10 years ago, 2007. So he's bidding for a second title. And it's Fleetwood, though, that's in the box seat. He's a few hundred thousand points clear. And it's a complicated permutation. I'm not going to bore you with the specifics here. I will save that for the golf fans, the ardent, diehard golf fans who might be tuning in at 8 o'clock. But there's as is so often the case in golf, there is a almost mind-numbing, complicated list of permutations as to who needs to finish where to end up with the result.
Golf is like that, though. Somebody once gave me a copy of The Rules of Golf, the book, and I remember thinking, thanks very much.
Did it break your toe when it dropped on your foot?
It would take up a whole wall in the US Library of Congress, I think. It's enormous.
And it's the glacial pace with which the rules change as well, because golf is conscious that the game has moved on and times have changed and we need to kind of update the rules.
I'm sorry, the times have changed in terms of hitting a ball with a stick. How can times change?
No.
Or a club, rather, whatever.
Cutting. Cutting remark there.
No, it's not.
It's just the fact that I think there's been so many controversies with the rules of golf in recent years that has shone an unwanted spotlight on the archaic nature of the rules. But the problem is that to change the rules, you have to get 15 men in blazers in a room together, and then they have to debate it for about 4 months, and then they might come back and go, yes, we actually agree that the rules do need changing, and then they'll go, let's slate that for 2024. So people who love the game, like myself, get quite frustrated with the sedate pace of the game. But no, it is changing, and you'll see anyone who goes up to the European Tour and anyone who watches it, follows it online, will see that it is fresher, and it is more modern in its approach, and times are changing, and definitely golf is trying to keep up.
Well, the Race to Dubai is like that. I mean, the last tournament, it's a good day out. There's the food trucks there. There's always a band on. It's a good family
day out.
It's
not just that, though. It's a very, very special weekend for Robbie. It's his anniversary.
Is it really?
Yes.
Anniversary of?
Sunday. My time here at ARN.
Have you done a year already?
I've lasted a full year.
Sorry, have you done a year?
It's like a stretch.
Been imprisoned for a year in that office upstairs. Have you really? Congratulations.
I have, yeah.
So, special day, but not to dwell on Robbie's anniversary, which is an auspicious occasion.
By any
stretch. But we have got some breaking news today, Robbie, haven't we? We kind of thought South Africa done deal to host a Rugby World Cup in 2023. Not the case.
It came down to three contenders, and it just got announced about 15 minutes ago. It was between South Africa, as you mentioned, Ireland and France, and the nod has gone to France for the 2023 World Cup. They beat out Ireland in the first round of voting. Ireland only got 8 votes, France received 18 and South Africa 13. So really the writing was on the wall after that first round of voting. In the second round, France came out the emphatic winner, 24 votes to 15. And, well, it was a meeting held by the World Rugby Council, who had, I guess, suggested that South Africa would be the ideal candidate, which makes that whole story that came out a couple of weeks ago even more puzzling, because why come out with a recommendation and then vote against your recommendation? It didn't really make any sense. Just have a vote and let's see who wins. But from my point of view, I think France last held it in 2007. So they are, of the three contenders, the most recent to have held one. South Africa, it was 1995. And Ireland have never held one on their own. They shared the competition, I think, in 1991 with England. But it would have been a good opportunity for Ireland. I'm a little bit... Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, in all honesty, because Brian O'Driscoll was at the Rugby Sevens last year, almost a year ago, saying that it would be an amazing opportunity for a country that he admits will never host a World Cup or an Olympics. It would be the biggest sporting event that Ireland would I think be capable of putting on a very, very, very good tournament. So clearly they didn't feel that way. And South Africa, well, we saw the unifying power of the 95 World Cup that had, and another chance perhaps to bring the country together as well. Nothing against France, obviously, they'll make a great host, but given that I think these things always tend to work on cycles, and unlike the Football World Cup, there aren't that many countries really that are in the frame to host a Rugby World Cup. It's been down under, it's been to Australia and New Zealand, it's been to Europe and South Africa, and basically that's it. So France will have hosted it 3 times come 2023. So it just seems a little bit like maybe the order could have been a bit different. Maybe they could have given it to Ireland and then South Africa and then France. But the decision has been made and it is France that will host. And if you are French and you are listening and you're offended by this, got nothing against France hosting the World Cup. Just think maybe it would have been a nice opportunity to give Ireland the chance and then maybe France go the next time around. But that is the story that's come out. France will be the 2023 hosts. Of course, the next World Cup, the one on the horizon, will be in Japan in 2019. And congratulations to France, and we'll see how that one develops.
All right then. So more on sports tonight, no doubt, on that topic. Robbie, back then.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.